Responding to the possibility of violence, schools have two broad options. They can pursue so-called soft solutions like mental health counseling or hard solutions like security guards and metal detectors. Keystone Crossroads' Jen Kinney attended a recent conference in Western Pennsylvania where both types of solutions were on display, and she spoke to the educators and administrators who are trying to navigate them.
State Trooper Clifford Greenfield began his presentation on active shooter scenarios with a disclaimer.
Please note that the information contained herein is not designed to scare, produce unforeseen paranoia, or cause undue worry.
But educators and administrators across Pennsylvania are well aware of the risks of school violence. And last week, nearly 600 of them gathered in Indiana, Pennsylvania to talk about potential solutions. There were sessions on suicide prevention and social media, active shooter drills, and arming school staff. Indiana Area Superintendent Mike Vukovich, who organized the symposium, said his own district has focused more on preventative measures.
I think it's the most important part of it. I think preventive measures are proven to be successful if done well, and I don't think you can ever overvalue the role of relationships and kids' emotions. And we want to teach a society that feelings are mentionable and meaningful, and we have to work with them to learn how to express them.
Schools have a lot of discretion in how they approach safety and security. Every district is eligible for $25,000 a year in state grants, which they can spend on anything from armed officers to bullying prevention. For Keystone Crossroads, Jen Kinney.